Give us feedback, I'm all ears. Having lived in South Simcoe for 3 decades and worked in the community for a good portion of that time, I've come to know many of the movers and shakers, the influencers, the people with great stories to tell and the folks who shoot the breeze at local restaurants and coffee shops. At Bradford today, the goal is to fairly and accurately report on the issues of importance within the town, and hopefully provide a little context where we can about why that coverage matters to residents. We have a small but mighty newsroom that covers local politics, community events, breaking emergencies and business openings. And, when a broader regional issue pops up from one of our affiliate publications, we give you some of that great reporting as well. While I believe we found a groove and bring you great content each day, we always have to be willing to grow, listen and improve. You can help us do that. Bradford today is planning to launch an advisory board with the goal of strengthening our role within the community and making our product the best it can be. The board will be an informal body of citizens that our editorial team can use for guidance in making our coverage more relevant and inclusive to all parts of Bradford West Gwillimbury. It would consist of 6 to 8 people from varied professional and personal backgrounds to provide new perspectives. We want a range of voices and diversity, including age, income, occupation, ethnicity, ability, and gender. This does not include special interest groups and political organizations. Some areas we would like to draw from include the nonprofit sector, well-known public figures, visible minorities, those from the news industry or with a journalism background, the business world, law enforcement, the youth sector, and differently abled people, as well as healthcare and education professionals. You don't need to be a member of an established organization. But you have to be willing to share opinions and engage respectfully with a diverse group of people focused on creating connections, forming partnerships, building bridges, and exploring solutions. We want to know what you think we're doing right, and where we can get better. This imperfect craft of journalism is here for you to form. The commitment? 2 virtual meetings per year. Anyone interested in applying can email chris@bradfordtoday.ca. Make sure you tell me a little about your background and why you want to be part of our board. Hopefully, I'll hear from you soon. Then again at our first meeting. I look forward to it. Chris Simon is the news editor at Bradford Today.